Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing.
I can't tell you how many people have said to me, "Oh, well, it's summer break now for you, right, with the bills and all." I'm like, "Not really. Like, we still work. I have to do this radio show." But I get it. Like, I mean, you know, players are gone and they're going away. And, you know, coaches are going away. Front office for a little while. They're coming back. It is kind of like their summer break. Now, for kids here in Western New York, most summer breaks don't start for another couple weeks. I know summer off, like maybe in the next week or so, some high schools are having like exams, that kind of thing. I know my son doesn't get out of school for another like 2 weeks, basically. And then it really is summer break. But when people say to me, "Oh, what are you going to do for your summer break?" I'm like, "Well, I'm going to Italy, but I'm still kind of working through most of the summer." So, you know, it's what we got to still do that. And then we get to training camp, and then we get to, "Oh, it's the end of summer." Is that the end of training at the end of summer? I'm not sure. Training camp? Is it the when the bills start? Is it the Erie County Fair? What's the end of summer? So, you know, it's kind of in this space where, yeah, it's a bit of a break. It is for the players and the coaches, for sure. Yesterday was the end of mandatory minicamp. One thing I will not be doing is surfing, though. I am not a surfer. Maybe John Scott, as he joins me on the Wester Hotline. John Scott, WGRZ TV Sports Director, Channel 2 in Buffalo. Are you a surfer? Do you surf?
No. I tried, what is it? I don't even know. It was a version of, it wasn't wakeboarding because my feet were not attached to the board. So I like, So it was like being on a surfboard, but like jet skiing. And I never was able to actually stand up. So it was an epic fail. And that's the closest I've ever come to surfing or anything like that.
Yeah, and me neither. In fact, I'll tell you that believe it or not, I've never seen the movie Point Break. Have you seen it?
Of course.
I haven't. And it's weird because it is. It's a classic. And, you know, the only reason why was because I'd be like, "Oh, it's a surfing movie." But then I realized years later, it's not really a surfing movie. It's like a bank robbery movie. And I'd really like it. But it got to the point where I'd never seen it before. So now it's like on my list of movies I just have to go back and watch.
Great Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves, being an action star, which is what he's morphed into. And this was really the early going of it, going Point Break and the Speed, and then obviously The Matrix and now John Wick. Yeah, it's a great, great action movie that is surfing is part of it, but it is not the be all end all. And right. Keanu Reeves' character, former Ohio State quarterback. So there you go. You know it's got to be good.
Oh, wow. You had to throw that in there. Does Patrick Swayze dance in Point Break? I want to know.
He does not dance, but he's a great character on many levels.
Yes, I can imagine for sure. John Scott, Channel 2 WGRZ TV sports director. How about you? Like, how do you view the next, you know, several weeks personally and professionally? Like, there's no Bills to cover. There's not a lot of sports. You got the NHL draft coming up. Just take us behind the scenes. What goes on in your industry, in your world, on the TV side of things?
Well, it's funny. At my previous station, I had so much time off that I legitimately would take off anywhere between 3 and 5 weeks, almost the entire gap between mini camp and training camp, because really there's no other period of time. You and I know, and obviously the listeners, I think, have probably have a pretty good idea of it. The off season is really just this window in terms of the NFL. Yeah. I mean, it's with the Bills now playing deep into January, then you go right into the combine and the owners meetings and the draft and then rookie mini camp. You really never have much of an off period covering the Buffalo Bills. So that's where, when I look at my vacation time, it really is getting fit into this window. That's why also so many people who cover the team, our wedding anniversaries are in this 4 to 5 week window, because this is the time where we know we will not be busy with things. Currently, I don't have as much time off. I will take a couple weeks right before camp starts, but you're right. It's we're still going to go build stuff. We stocked up some stories and things like that. We'll still talk about the team. You're right. The NHL draft is at the end of the month, so the Sabres will pop back into our consciousness for a brief period of time. And then, yeah, then you really get into July and we start looking ahead to training camp. So it's a slower period of time in terms of fresh content and things where we're actually out and about gathering, but the show continues to go on, and you'll see us at 6 and 11 Monday through well, for me, Monday through Friday, and for the content, it'll be on the weekends as well.
Okay, so let's rewind then and go back before we, you know, fast forward. We don't want at the end of summer to get here too soon for training camp.
No.
Let's talk about what you saw in the spring. OTAs, mini camp. We were out there for a day each of OTAs. We get the 3 days full of mini camp. I'm going to ask you the same question I ask my listeners today, based on what you've seen, what you've heard, how the roster is constructed. Outside of Josh Allen, who's the most important player on the Bills offense for 2025? And who's the most important player on the Bills defense in 2025?
So I'm gonna kind of cheat with both, because I'm going to give you two, because I think they're linked on both offense and defense. I think Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid are the most important players on the Bills offense, because a lot of the reason the Bills didn't do anything you could categorize as drastic or bold or big in terms of an addition on that side of the ball is because they really are putting their eggs in the basket and believe as an organization that Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid will take substantial steps forward this season. And they need to, if the offense is going to continue to push ahead. As much as Josh Allen is great and everybody eats is, I think, a good philosophy, you still need people to step up and elevate their games, and not make Josh Allen be Superman all the time or make Joe Brady be in his bag all the time. You need the players to make plays as well. And I think the rest of the roster, you kind of know what you got on offense. Like, we know who James Cook is. Can he be better? Sure. Do we know what Ray Davis is? No, but he's not someone you're going to count on. You know what Shakir can be. You know what Knox can be. At this stage of the careers of Josh Palmer and Curtis Samuel, I know – they maybe haven't played with quarterbacks the caliber of Josh Allen. I know what they are as players, so I know what their ceilings are. They've yet to be determined for Kincaid and Coleman, and that's why offensively I put them as the two most important players beyond Josh Allen. On defense, I'm going to start with Joey Bosa, because he is someone that you actually know who he is and was brought in to be something that this team has been searching for the entirety of the Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean era, and that is a prolific pass rusher that defenses have to focus on. And he's hurt already. But if he's healthy, you would like to think he can be the 10-plus sack guy that they have been chasing forever, that Von Miller didn't live up to because of injury and age, that Jerry Hughes wasn't, that Mario Addison wasn't, and the list goes on. Greg Rousseau is even not that, though I would maybe put him –
1B to Joey Bosa, because if you're giving the contract on the assumption that there is more to get out of Greg Rousseau, then you need to get that. Because the pass rush to me is the ultimate game changer and swing for the Bills defense. There has been times where you see it be really good and how that impacts and trickles down to the rest of the defense. And you've seen time and time again at the most critical moments when their seasons have ended, the pass rush has not been there. So that's where Joey Bosa is a bit of a boom or bust signing by the Bills, their most significant move of the offseason, and that's why I think he is the most important player on the Bills' defense.
Interesting answers from John Scott. No Ohio State bias there, right, for Joey Bosa? That wasn't from that point of view.
Honestly,
right?
I forgot about it. I mean, I didn't forget he went to Ohio State, but I was not even thinking that.
I love it. I love it. All right, so I agree with you on Coleman and Kincaid, and I think you can go right there with them. I'm going to go to me, and I know that you know what you said is absolutely true. I think he's one of the top three for me. The two areas that I identified on defense for this, and let's get your thoughts on this. I don't know if it's a player, but it's a spot. Like, whether it's White or Hairston, whoever wins cornerback two is so vitally important to me, John, right? I mean, like, that's just such a big piece, because if you can stabilize that spot, everything else can flow into place.
Absolutely. The reason I think it, yes, that is an important spot, especially since there's more uncertainty there as to who it's going to be. One thing I will say is, they have never really had like the major ceiling guy at cornerback two, but whether it was Levi Wallace, Dane Jackson, the list goes on. The cornerback two position, I think schematically, Sean McDermott and now Bobby Babich, who was also working in the secondary, they're really good at coaching up that position. And I think a lot of it is the scheme is you can't just plug and play guys in there. But you've seen guys like Jamarcus Ingram succeed when needing to go in there, and guys of that nature. And the drop-off isn't strikingly drastic. So I think it's certainly the number one thing I'll be looking at on the defensive side from a position battle standpoint, and there's uncertainty. But I think I don't rank it as high, at least at number one, from an impact standpoint, because I just feel like that position is always, it's more of the, what more can you get out of the position than they just usually get.
And speaking of that aspect of it, the other guy I went to, because of the investment they put in him and the fact that he missed so much time last year in the beginning and it never got to where they wanted, and now he didn't practice again this mini camp, is Cole Bishop. Look, there's a baseline that they have at safety, and it was good enough, and it has been, and DeMar Hamlin has been. But, John, for what Cole Bishop was as a investment, a second-round pick, and for him to not, you know, fully get what he needed last year, and for this safety group to need a little bit more, let's face it, than what DeMar Hamlin gave. Not that it was bad, but they need more. I think he's really important this year.
100% agree. Our Jonathan Acosta sat down with him. We'll have that in the coming weeks to discuss rookie season transitioning into this big opportunity here in year number two. And you're right. But the big thing is, and I think Brandon Bean even noted it yesterday, he needs to be available. And whether they're being cautious with him and it's soft tissue or whatever it may be, the fact that they are even in this position once again to need to be cautious and slow play any sort of an injury, it's not a red flag, but it raises the antenna of concern of saying, why does this keep happening? Because it significantly put him behind. The mental side of it, the learning side of it, that is the most important part. And physically, I think from an athletic standpoint, that's where you're going to get the upgrade from someone like a DeMar Hamlin. But he has to know the defense. And that is where there has to be trust. And that is a phrase that I know you have noted to people regarding the number one thing that Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich need to have specifically on defense and at certain positions, and I'd put safety maybe at the top of the list. They have to trust you, and they have to trust that you know what you're doing, and you have to be on the field to earn that trust. And that is the number one thing Cole Bishop has yet to do at this point. And when he has been put on the field, it's been rocky at times. So I agree with you. And it's not just the, can he beat out DeMar Hamlin? We saw Derek Forrest have some moments this past week, and I think he's an under-the-radar type of guy to
to not just dismiss as the, oh, he's the fourth safety, oh, he'll be fighting to make the back end of the roster. This is a guy who emphatically made it known when he was introduced here, it is all about opportunity for me. When I've been given it, I have really played well. And when I haven't, that's why the numbers are what they are. This is the safety as a whole, I think, is going to be an intriguing battle between Bishop being available, getting up to speed and grabbing the role and fending off a challenger like Forrest, while DeMar Hamlin, who also hasn't been healthy, needs to not just be the guy that they know what they're getting. He also needs to make plays. I think all three of those guys, it's going to be fascinating to watch once we get to camp.
John Scott on the Western Hotline. Follow him on Twitter at John Scott TV. That's J-O-N, John Scott TV. Okay, the guy we didn't mention, James Cook. No, not signed yet. He did play at practice, obviously. He was in town. He did kind of leave the window open for maybe not practicing at training camp, but he said he would be there. But be it as it may, I thought it was interesting yesterday that Brandon Bean actually used the words with a contract or without one, like, which kind of piqued my ears up. Like, wait a minute, is there something going on back there? But how important is it for this team to sign James Cook? How important of a player is James Cook to this offense, given what the running back room looks like and how they want to operate?
I think James Cook has changed my feelings on the situation from a year ago, where I think the assumption was they drafted Ray Davis, they'll let the Cook deal play out, and then you can just transition Ray Davis in and everything will go on the same. James Cook has proven that he is not just a plug-and-play replacement-level guy. The Bills' offensive line is very good, and you have to give a lot of credit to the success of James Cook and the running game and the offense overall, of the continuity, those guys being together and playing very, very well. But I think it would be unfair to James Cook and wrong if you believe, oh, they don't sign James Cook, we're not paying him $15 million, just slide Ray Davis in, and you will get the exact same type of playmaking out of Ray Davis. I don't think that's the type of player Ray Davis is. I also don't think, though, that James Cook is a $15 million a year player, and I don't think this team will ever pay him or a running back that amount of money unless they're like Christian McCaffrey and your offense is running through him like that, and it's not. So I think James Cook is very important to the Bills' offense. I do not think it is very important for the Bills to sign James Cook, especially now. For the longest time, and I'm probably still there, I think this is trending towards nothing gets done. We reach the offseason. Let's see what James Cook, his season is. And the Bills have never used it under Brandon Bean, but the franchise tag is sitting there. And that is something that I think is very much in play. Now, what does that do to the relationship and the dynamic between James Cook and the Bills? We'll have to wait to get there and see. He certainly wouldn't like it, but he'd get close to the dollar amount that he would want annually, but it would just be for one extra year. So that is kind of the way I have looked at this playing out for a while now. I do not anticipate anything getting done because I think that's going to mean Cook drops his asking price. And I think it's not just like, oh, you want 15, drop it to 13. I think it'd have to go to like the 10-11 range, and that's not because they don't necessarily think he's worth it more. They just, the Bills don't have, you can only pay so many people. That's what Brandon Bean has said countless times, and I just think from a positional value standpoint, they would not want to put that sort of investment in a player, even if they really, really think James Cook is impactful on their team.
We can't just talk about the Bills with a sports director of the NBC affiliate here in Buffalo. Sabres have their NHL draft at the end of the month, and they're going to be at the Bills facility in the war room. But the talk really has been about what they haven't done this offseason, and then, of course, what they did when they hired Jarmo Kekäläinen. From your standpoint, John, and you view from the outside, did they do enough this offseason in the front office? Did you expect more? Did you expect Kevin Adams to still be in his position? And do you expect more to be done with the roster?
Everything is played out from a front office standpoint, as I anticipated. Do I think Kevin Adams should still have his job? Probably not. If it's a results-based business, and he's been here as long as he has, the results are what the results are. And it would be unfair to put everything on Kevin Adams, but the roster isn't good enough. And so that's just the reality of it. but he's still here, and his relationship with Terry Pegula is well documented. So I'm not surprised at all by that. The Kekalainen hiring, good. Like, that position needed to be created. Honestly, it needed to be created years ago, because you have a completely inexperienced general manager who needed not to strip down the department around him, but to bolster and support himself with veteran type people in the NHL to help him navigate as a first time general manager with no really experience in the position or a front office whatsoever. As for the roster, I mean, we're not there yet. They got to make moves. I'm still sitting there saying, I know finding a defenseman to pair with Owen Power has been a topic of conversation, and the Bo Byram, we'll see how that all plays out and whatnot. To me, I think it's time for a big swing, which is Kekalainen's history. I mean, that's really what he's known for, is taking big swings. I kind of liken him to when Tim Murray was the Sabres general manager, not afraid to make a big swing, whether it works out or not. I think they need someone also in the top six. Yeah, you see some good spurts from some of these guys, and you don't want to go too crazy. And scoring was not as much the issue as their defense, but I want someone in there that you know you're getting 30 goals every year. You know what you're getting. Like, yeah, there's maybe not the variance of these young guys, but the days of wishing and hoping and just running it back because you like your homegrown talent, I mean, this playoff drought has reached far too long, and they need to make the postseason. And if that means shipping off some assets that down the road, 3, 4, 5 years from now, are better than what you get, that shouldn't impact or stall the idea of trading those away for someone and acquiring a talent that, you know, I'm getting 30 to 35 goals, I'm getting 70 to 75 points, and being someone that you just night in, night out, first or second line, you know what you're getting.
Can the Pacers pull this upset? I know it's a tough team to talk about after what happened to your Cavs, but are they good enough to actually pull this upset over the Thunder?
They're unbelievable. I mean, of course they are, because they mm-hmm. I would have said they were not good enough to beat the Cavs, not just because I'm a Cavs fan, but because it's a similar conversation I've heard people say about their matchup with the Thunder. Oh, the Pacers are like the Cavs, but the Cavs just have better players. And then the Pacers play like Oklahoma City, but Oklahoma City, man-to-man, if you go across the roster, has better players. Yet they consistently are winning games, sometimes in historically incredible, unthinkable fashion, and other times they're just good. And Rick Carlisle is a Hall of Fame coach, and he's doing it again. Every stop he goes to, he gets the best out of these teams. And if you're Oklahoma City, they are a young team. They're a team who is expected with like plus 700 or minus 700 were the odds to win the NBA Finals. Now you're down 2-1, and now the pressure is on them. So let's see how the MVP, SGA, can handle that. The problem is from just an outside, like, I can't get into the series as much, even though it's a great series, just because they don't have the names. Like, Halliburton is very, very good, but he's not a superstar type guy. His game doesn't do that. SGA is awesome, having a historic season, and he doesn't like flash the same way other guys like an Anthony Edwards, even, who Shea is better than him, do. So
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I love it, but it's still not as juicy of a finals matchup, as, even though the basketball has been great, as we probably would have gotten from other ones.
No, I hear you. I mean, it's a big L for the NBA only wants big markets in the finals, right? But, I mean, it's really a fantastic series between two very well-built, well-coached teams. I'll say that for sure. John, what do you guys got going on over at Channel 2 over the next several weeks and into training camp?
So, as I said, we sat down with some Bills players before hitting, quote-unquote, summer break. So we're going to have that for you. I talked with Curtis Samuel the other day. Jonathan Acosta talked with Cole Bishop, Landon Jackson, and even talked with Reed Ferguson about his investment in the soccer franchise.
That's coming
to Buffalo.
Cool,
So Jonathan's a big soccer fan. So I was like, go ahead, do it. This is not something that is in my wheelhouse. So we'll have those things trickling out. And like you said, the NHL draft coming at the end of the month. And no Sports Talk Live. That is on summer hiatus as well. But we'll be doing some extra stuff as well to keep the fire burning.
Well, we don't get to see Paul Hamilton's smiling face, but we'll hear him here, and then we'll see him when you guys return, that for sure. All right, John,
exactly.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Be good. I really appreciate you doing this today, and enjoy the next several weeks. And by the way, happy first Father's Day to you, pal.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, we're just we're going to get some brunch. And Heather was like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I just kind of want to hang out, and it'll be the final round of the U.S. Open. So
yes.
what is better than watching guys on a significantly harder course than I ever play, but looking more similar to how I seem to attack holes on a regular basis?
I have to tell you that that's my gift every year, what I ask for. I say, you know what? I just want to kind of watch the final round of the U.S. Open. If something else comes up, we'll do it. But I just kind of want to chill and watch the final round. And that really is kind of my wish every year. This year, we happen to have a travel baseball game. It is kind of interesting that the coaches schedule a travel baseball game on Father's Day, but they always avoid Mother's Day, right? I get it. Dad's baseball, you know, you want to be together. So we'll do that. That'll be cool. So we'll have some quality time there. But that's exactly what I say. Just, hey, give me the U.S. Open. Watch the end of it, right? So that'll happen. Enjoy it. Enjoy it for sure, buddy.
All right. Thank you. And the U.S. Open on NBC Channel 2. Had to get the plug in, you know.
I love it. You got it. I love the plug. Thanks, John. We'll talk again.
All right,
John Scott, WGRZ TV Channel 2 Sports Director. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, let's hear from Buffalo Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman. Always a fun meet with the media. And honestly, a very honest meeting with the media when he did this week down at Bills minicamp. I just want to give you fair warning here, Josh. You're going to have to play all these songs again when it's actually summertime, when the kids are out of school, because that's what we kind of do. But it is kind of summertime now, right? Because they're breaking, the football team. So be ready for that. That was a, is that DJ Jazzy Jeff, right? Is that who that is right there, Josh?
Yep, I think and Will Smith.
Is, right? And Will Smith.
Well,
yeah,
the
exactly.
Fresh Prince, sorry.
The Fresh Prince, Will Smith, that's right. But be ready for more summertime songs in the next couple weeks because it is that time of year. Got kids getting out of school. You got summer carnivals going on. You have mandatory minicamp wrapping up. The Bills wrapped up their three-day mandatory minicamp yesterday down at One Bills Drive. Everything you need to know at WGR550.com. And, of course, hope you're following me over on Twitter at Sal Sports. Make sure you're subscribed to me over on Twitter. And, of course, the YouTube page where you can get It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. So I got to tell you what happened yesterday, Josh. This is just terrible. So Matt Bove and I, we were like yesterday, we're like, okay, let's do a Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. We'll give our thoughts, immediate thoughts. We go into the Bills media room. We're at the podium, like with the Bills thing behind us, like sitting where like Sean McDermott was sitting, just like we did for the draft. We did a great half hour podcast. Technical difficulties. Could not upload.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
Yep.
I've done that
Everything
before. You record a whole show and then either the audio is bad and you didn't know it or something happened. That's the worst.
I know. And we're like, oh, what do you do? And I had baseball last night. I couldn't do it last night. I'm like, we thought, well, we had to re-record. Now both of us are back in home in our own places. We know we can record like that. But yeah, we recorded a full half hour pod yesterday from the Bills media room and lost the whole thing. First time that's ever happened to us, by the way. But there was a Google iCloud, a Google Cloud issue yesterday, I guess, nationwide. Did you see that? There was
no,
a Google Cloud issue, and that impacted some of the servers or different kinds of platforms that you might use for your podcasting or video casting and all that, and it impacted us yesterday. So that's what happened. That's why you didn't get a wrap from Matt and I, but we're going to try and work on either something today, tomorrow. We'll get it out for you, but there was a technical issue. In the meantime, you can still go to Sal Sports on YouTube or subscribe wherever you pod. We still have our day one mini camp wrap up after from our observations and a lot more content for you. Check all of that out. It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. And we heard from Keon Coleman yesterday as well before we lost our podcast. So let's get to that right now. Keon Coleman, second year wide receiver of the Buffalo Bills with the media yesterday.
What have you worked on to get to this point right now as we're almost at training?
Speed, technique, lifting, getting stronger, getting bigger, getting faster, putting mass back on, getting back swole, bro, so I can play physical and stuff like that. And then other than that, just perfecting my craft.
How much did you learn from
life? A lot about myself with self-assessments and stuff like that, talking to my coaches, strength staff, and things I wanted to get better at. Shout out Shavers.
That wide receiver right now.
You see him out there, huh?
Yeah.
We see the same. You see what I see? Some good guys. So as a lot, man. You got two great route runners and Elijah and Palm, and then you got LV at a lot of different variables to his game that he do a lot of great things. Then we still got Shades in that room, too. So we got a lot of depth in that room. Everybody pretty much can play every spot and make the plays that's made for them to make it.
Keon, when you talk about self-assessment, how did that work for you? Was it like when the season ended? Was it during the year you were seeing things that you wanted to work on? Was it somebody else coming to you, coaches, or somebody you trust going over things you did?
A lot of it, my brother for sure. We talk a lot. We watch pretty much every snap of the game. But, I mean, you do self-assessments after every snap, how you played, and then you get to the next play. And then after the game, you know different things you need to try to work on for the next week and stuff like that. So when you're going into the offseason, it's like those same things, and then you start to harp on them.
So what are you like if you look at tape and see things that you didn't do well? How do you do inside?
You want to know exactly what I see? Man, that's trash. You got to be better. Simple as that. Like, you got to be more efficient here. You got to get out of this break. You got to stack your DB. You got to give Josh more room to throw the ball. You got to catch that. You got to make that block. You got to get that extra effort on the touchdown block. So if Jimbo break it, he up the sideline. Just different things like that. Calling out everything that you're doing wrong to make it right.
how do you balance being frustrated versus motivated?
I mean, I don't really get frustrated. I don't really need motivation. Like, it's self-motivated. I come here every day to work. This is a job, but to me, it's a hobby and a profession. So it's something I love to do, and I don't need nobody to hit me on the back to make me go even harder. Like, I'm coming with it from the jump.
I guess what I was saying is that when you watch those plays and say this is trash, how much does that, how do you balance that, you know, going, I need to be better here?
You just call a spade a spade. It ain't no like, oh, that was trash. Well, I did do this right. Or, nah, it's either plus or minus, and that's just how you go about it.
What did you learn most about NFL quarterbacks?
What did I learn
most about? You know, you saw guys in college that probably half of them like a drum, but in the NFL,
what did you see? I mean, them guys don't change. You know, they get to the league, it's called the system. You really sometimes not even playing the cornerback. You're playing the defensive coordinator. So understanding his tendencies will help you understand how the corner's going to play. So it's like it's a bigger game than just you versus that guy. Because you don't just line up press man 99 snaps a game. You don't do that. It's a lot of different zone coverages. You got to know type of coverages that the DC likes to get to, the different techniques he likes his corners to play. And then you got to go a step further to understand what they're not comfortable playing, what they struggle at. So it's a whole game. It's chess, not checkers.
First couple of questions, so sorry if you were asked this already. Was bulking up, getting stronger, one of your significant focuses this offseason? Obviously, probably always a focus, but was there any extra focus placed on that this offseason?
Nah, it was just something I wanted to do. I mean, experimented with my body starting about age 16, so I understand where I want to be at, where I want to play at, so it's about getting back to that level.
What did that look like for you this offseason? You don't got to dive too deep, but what did you do to hopefully achieve that?
Hit the weights. Simple. It's a simple solution. As much time as you put in that weight room and you put into getting in shape and running your mechanics, you're going to get better. So as much work as you put in, as much you're going to get out.
Brandon Bean has talked about you a lot of times, about, you know, what they want and hope for in the future. His reference was being young, and you were kind of young. Do you feel young in this league, or do you feel just like anybody else?
I mean, I feel like anybody else. The truth of the matter is, technically, I am young, coming into my second year, but I mean, it's kind of, we all on the same playing field at this point. No excuses get made for me for being young. It's like, is either plus or minus? Is either good or it's bad?
Given your self-awareness, how much better can you be in year two?
A lot. Yeah.
That is Keon Coleman, a very, very honest self-assessment of his year one and his offseason and going into year two. And the things that were said about him from Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott were honest and critical for sure. Like nothing, you know, that was unwarranted necessarily or that was, I don't think, salacious, right? It was a talk though, right? When we heard Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean talk about Keon Coleman at the end of the year, it was, I think you could use the word harsh, was critical, but it was fair and it was honest. And what Brandon Bean said was he was looking really good. Then he wasn't the same player after injury. And McDermott kind of backed that up and said, look, this ascension he was on, but I think we all need to see him continue that growth, what you saw up through and up until that Miami game when he got hurt, and continue to build on that and the consistency and showing up, you know, knowing that, okay, I got hurt here. The recovery, the body, how that all is supposed to work at the NFL level. There's nothing wrong with not understanding that or knowing that or because you have never gone through it. There's nothing wrong with that. And Keon Coleman right there is his own self-critic and his biggest critic. And he said it looked like blank when, you know, he looked back on things that he did last year or didn't do. And I'm excited to see Keon Coleman this year. I think he could be a really not only important, but impactful player for the Bills. We've been talking about the most important players. I think he could be one of the more impactful players for the Bills this year as well. We will take a final timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Friday, the weekend before Father's Day, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, I actually did stay up for the overtime last night. I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch the end of this game, watch the Oilers win, but let me just kind of keep in on it, because watching the game, it was 3-0. You thought, okay, Oilers are dead. Then bam, 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 and then bam again. They take the lead. All right, 4-3 here, and I'm rooting for the Oilers. So I'm like, I want to see this. I want to see them kind of put this thing home. And sure enough, Sam Reinhart scores with 19 seconds left. And then you have to make that decision, Josh. For you, it's different. You got to get up earlier than I do for the the morning show. And I'm like, do I go to bed and then wake up and see who won? Or do I stay with it for a little while? So stuck with it for a little while. And I figured I'll watch about 10 minutes to overtime. Well, 10 minutes becomes, 15 and whatever time he scored, Draisaitl. I think it was about 3/4 of the way through, it seemed like. I don't even know exactly. And then there's the goal. Oilers win 2-2.
I was actually watching.
This series has been amazing.
I was watching when they tied it because I saw the first period when Florida just was all over them. And I was like, all right, well, this game's over. And then I see it's 3-2. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll turn it back on just to watch it for a little bit before I go to bed. And then they score. And I'm like, great, now it's 3-3. What do I do? Like, do I stay up? Do I go to bed? What do I do? Like, and I ended up just saying, you know what? I can just watch it back in the morning. I'll see what happens. But like, it's always that hard decision of like, what do you do? Do you stay awake and risk, double overtime, or what was that one a few during the bubble playoffs when Tampa and Columbus went to what, like 4 overtimes or something like that? Do you remember that?
Tampa and Columbus. Yeah. I don't know if I remember it specifically.
It was like almost either. It was almost the longest game ever in playoff history, or it was the longest game ever in playoff history. I remember it going to 4 overtimes, but
well, it wouldn't be playoff history probably. Because I mean, there's, I mean, there have been five or six, I think, maybe. Maybe there have only, I mean, Sabres went to four in a 0-0 game against the Devils. You know, they've been really long. But anyway, I mean, last night was it just kind of emblematic of this series, right? It's been a great series other than one game really was a blowout. But the other games have all been really close and overtimes. And Draisaitl gets a pair now in overtimes, which is amazing. Goes back to Edmonton. I don't know if they can do it, if Edmonton can do this. Remember what we talked about, though? I said this to you when a couple weeks ago, maybe a week ago. I said, if you put a $100 bet on the Pacers and the Oilers to win these series, you'd win over $1,000.
Wow. Imagine if you did that. Right. Like, you got to be feeling pretty good right now if you did that.
Right. If you did it a parlay, because the Pacers were such a big underdog, not the Oilers, but with a parlay, you're still, you know, winning more money. And the Pacers now, they are up 2-1. They have a chance to go up 3-1 tonight. I hope everybody has a great weekend. And of course, happy Father's Day to all dads out there. And, you know, thank you so much for all that you do and taking your kids to sporting events or recitals or whatever, just being there and raising good human beings. And if you're a child who has a father that, you know, you want to give a great wish to, you know, make sure you do that somehow, some way, right? Just thank them in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't have to be a biological father, a person in your life who's been a father figure to you, somebody who's just been a mentor to you. Father's Day can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. And it's been 32 years since I was able to physically tell my dad Happy Father's Day. But every year I still say to him, Happy Father's Day, just like I do to all of you. Happy Father's Day. Have a great weekend. Derek and Zach are up next. They'll be in from 12 to 3 today. I'll talk to you again on Monday here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.